table. Its pages are worn and hard to read, but that family Bible on the table will always be my key to memory.
I can see us sitting around the table.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another Today's Health Update. Roy Williams here, the guru of good health, the superintendent of supplementation. Oh my goodness, do we ever live in exciting times. They're exciting, maybe even a little scary. But you know what's great about knowing the Word of God and understanding the Word of God is if you believe in Jesus Christ, guess what? You have nothing to fear. How many times in the Bible did he say, "Fear not"? You know why he said that? To remind us that he is in control. Of course, this is Monday School. Appreciate y'all listening in. I can't say it enough. Appreciate you choosing to listen to this radio show. There's so many other things you could be doing, but it's greatly appreciated. And remember, when you support NHC Herb Shop in Killing Herbs in Morton, Athens, or call the number and order products, that's how we're able to bring this show to you. You know, so I don't sell advertising to be able to bring this show to you. We pay for it to get the good news out. And so if you are going to take supplements anyway, we'd appreciate you considering NHC Herb Shop in Killing Herbs and More in Athens. Right now in Monday Schools, I'm teaching about wisdom. Of course, Solomon was the wisest man that ever lived, probably the wisest man that will ever live in the flesh. And God blessed him big time. And made him wealthy and made him wise. People traveled from all over the world just to hear his wisdom. And so we got the book of Proverbs written basically for the most part by Solomon, not all of it, but it is wisdom. It's a little short cliches of things that you could remember on how to live your life in the flesh. What do I mean by in the flesh? Well, we're in the flesh age. Our souls, which were created millions and millions of years ago, was reborn through the water. That means through the birth canal of a woman. And we became flesh and blood. And God gave us an instruction manual, I guess you'd call it, on how to live our lives out of these physical bodies. And he knew we'd need wisdom. So last week we got all the way through to Proverbs chapter 7, King James Version, verse 5. So if you want to start with us and follow along, King James Version, Proverbs chapter 7, verse 5 is where we ended it. And I'm going to start there because this is where the warnings began. You know, if you want to live a good life without a lot of problems, you need to be warned. It's a good idea if you got children or grandchildren to warn them of things that they will need to know. And I hope you do that with your children and grandchildren. And also even your take heed yourself. And if you're a married couple, both y'all should study Proverbs together. So I will be releasing a book in the next year or so called Start With Wisdom. And I recommend you start every day by reading your Proverbs. If it's the first day of the first month, then you read chapter 1, verse 1. Second day, chapter 2. Third day, chapter 3. It's not long that you start to be able to recognize how wise that is because it will pertain to something that's going on in your life. So just words of wisdom there to live your life by. I'm going to start with verse 5. We covered it yet last week, but I want to cover it today again because, like I said, it begins the warnings. What are the warnings? That they may keep thee, and we're talking about they as wisdom, may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words. Now, I want you to remember something. Most of the Bible, when it's he or her, is not gender. It goes both ways. It could be male or female. So in modern English, that verse 5 will read this way, and when I put out, Start With Wisdom, modern English will, without changing the meaning of anything, I'm just simply breaking the old Hebrew words down that they used, and then when they transferred it into old English, some of the words are hard to understand. We don't relate to them because we don't use those words exactly the way they meant to be. So I take them and I break them down in Hebrew so that I'm making sure I give you the exact interpretation of each verse as the Hebrew would tell you. So let's look at this. Chapter 7, verse 5, you can go along in your King James Version, but I'm going to read it the way it'll read in modern English and start with wisdom. It says, so that they may keep you away from, so that what may, remember it's wisdom we're talking about here, so that they may keep you away from the offensive adulterer. When it says a strange woman up there, it just means adultery, okay? So it goes both ways. All right, it's for women too. May keep you away from a strange man or an adulterer, okay? So I'm going to read it again. So that they may keep you away from the offensive adulterer, from all that are deceitful with their speech. When it's talking about flattering with words, you've been around people that do that, and they can really talk some real tempting stuff. And you need to make sure you don't pay attention to that kind of stuff, all right? Proverbs 7, verse 6, King James Version says, for at the window of my house, I looked through a casement. Now, what they're doing now is painting a picture for you. So here's how it'd be in modern English. From the window of my house, I observed through my sash. All right, verse 7. This is King James. And behold, among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths, a young man void of understanding. Modern English. And behold, among the naive ones, I began to understand the younger generation, one who lacked understanding. That's what you would call it today. You know, you watch young people today. They're so easy to be taken in because they probably haven't been taught wisdom. And you watch them long enough, you'll understand that they lack understanding. They lack knowledge. Verse 8, King James Version. Passing through the street near her corner, she's observing this happening. He went the way to her house. Okay, it's just telling you what was going on and how this person gets deceived. Traveling down the street is how I would say it in modern English. Near a crossroad, one going the route to the house of the unfaithful. Listen, they're out there, folks. It's happening today. It's just almost acceptable that you be involved with stuff like that, when in reality, it's gonna cost you. It really does. That's what this book is all about, is how going the wrong way can cost you. But if you choose the right way, the righteous way, which righteous simply means doing it the right way, doing it God's way, life can be really good. Verse 9, King James Version, in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. In other words, it's saying the dawn of the evening and the darkness of the night. Verse 10, King James Version, and behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot and subtle of heart. Now, that's what King James Version says. Modern English, let's tell you how it is. And I watched as they met someone wearing the attire of a sexually immoral person with no moral values. Who are we talking about here? It's someone without understanding, someone without wisdom. And you watch them meet this person, and you can tell by looking at them, you know what those people dress like. You know what they look like. And I'm not telling you to judge people, but use discernment. If you see someone, a woman or a man, dressed that away, they're opening that door for people to walk in so they can do what they do. And you're going to understand what it ends up doing to them in the end when you read Proverbs chapter 7, verse 11. King James says, she is loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house. Modern English. Those that are the man or the woman, they're the ones who love sin, are loud and rebellious. They despise the house of the Lord. Pretty self-explanatory. 12. Now is she without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner. So this person's watching this go on. So modern English should say, they can be found in the streets, lurking at every corner. Verse 13, so she caught him and kissed him, and with an impudent face, she said unto him. So here's that modern English. So they came together, and with no shame, and kissed passionately, and with a bold look, said, verse 14, this is King James, I have peace offerings with me. This day have I paid my vows. See, now she's starting to tempt this person without understanding. It could be a male or female. Remember that. In modern English, it would be, I have peace offerings with me. Today, I made restitution. In other words, you know, back in that day, they did peace offerings. They actually slaughtered cows or doves or goats, and they paid their vows, which, you know, a lot of people take that means and then go out and live any way they want and do it again later. That's not what you're supposed to get from this. So, you know, she's letting him know what she's done, or he has letting her know what he has done. Verse 15, therefore came I forth to meet thee, diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee. This is what the adulterer is saying to the victim. All right. Modern English, it would be, so I came here to meet you, earnestly seeking your face. Oh, you're the one I was looking for. You're so beautiful. You're so cute. You're so whatever. And I have found you. So she's found the victim. He's found the victim. That's what it boils down to. Verse 16, I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works, with fine linen of Egypt. Oh, now what are they doing? They're tempting them by telling them what they've got to offer. In modern English, it would be, I have adorned my bed with beautiful tapestry, with fine linen from Egypt. Boy, don't that sound so good? You see how they do it? They use enticing words, and they will acquire things that will make them look good in your eyes. Verse 17, King James, I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. What is this person doing? They're tempting them. I have prepared my bed, in other words, with expensive and exotic oils. Oh, it's going to smell so good. You're going to be so impressed. Verse 18, he or she says, come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with loves. Well, what does that mean in modern English? Join me. Let us have our fill of romance all night long. Let us enjoy each other's desires. Be careful. Be careful, folks. It's tempting. It sounds good. That person probably looks good. They probably smell good. They may give the appearance of having lots of financial wealth or, tempting things, stuff, I call it, to flatter you with, to tempt you with. Verse 19 says, "For the good man is not at home." In other words, my spouse is not at home. He's gone on a long journey. They're out of town. They're a long way from home. Verse 20, "He hath taken a bag of money with him and will come home at the day appointed." In other words, my spouse took money and will not be home for days, modern English. 21, King James, verse 21, "With her much fair speech," or it could say his, "she caused him to yield. With flattering of her lips, she forced him." In other words, they're telling you how, this is an explanation of how they do it. They use seductive words and lures in their victims. With flattering speech, their target cannot seem to resist. Are you a target? Are you easy to be tempted into stuff you shouldn't do? This person obviously is. 22, "He goeth after her straightway, as an ox to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks." What does that mean? Modern English, those that rush after an adulterous person are likened to a bull headed to the slaughter. Oh, trust me, slaughter's the right word there. 23, "What happens? Till a dart strike through his liver, as a bird hasteneth to the snare, and knoweth not that it is for his life." Modern English, until an arrow passes through its liver, like a bird swiftly flying to the trap, without any idea it will cost it its life. You getting the picture? This is not going to end well, folks, for those who are easily sucked in to that kind of stuff. So verse 24, "Hearken unto me now, therefore, O ye children, and attend to the words of my mouth." Modern English, "Listen closely to me, my students, and notice I choose my words carefully. I'm trying to help you." Verse 25, "Let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths." Modern English, "Do not lust for a cheating spouse, or go in to the direction they choose." Don't go in the direction they choose, folks. Verse 26, "For she hath cast down many wounded. Yea, many strange men have been slain by her." Warnings, folks. It's warnings. Modern English, it would say, "They have left behind their casualties. Yes, many powerful people have been destroyed by adultery." You see it all time in life, folks. You can't be any age at all till you see how treacherous, how horrible, how destructive adultery is. Verse 27, "Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death." Where are you going to end up is what he's telling you here. That way of life, in other words, is a path to the grave, leading directly to premature death, to a premature death. Yes, that's what happens. Chapter 8, verse 1, "Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice?" In other words, don't you know wisdom cries out and discretion makes herself known? This is easy to understand. Verse 2, "She standeth in the top of high places by the way of the places of her paths." Who does? Wisdom. Wisdom. In other words, wisdom establishes themselves as leaders with status in the paths of high traffic. They put themselves where the people are going to be. "She crieth in the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in, at the doors." You got to realize it was a little bit different way they lived back then. And all the cities had one or two ways into the city and only one or two ways out. So modern English say they plead at the entrance of the city to enjoy coming through the entrance. To everyone coming through the entrance. That's what I meant to say, to everyone coming in. So they're right there where they can attract everybody. Verse 4, "Unto you, O man, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man." This is wisdom speaking. "Listen, all people, to me. What I say is to all human beings." That's what it would be in modern English. Verse 5, "O you simple, understand wisdom. And ye fools, be ye an understanding heart. Modern English, even those who are stupid develop an open mind. He's telling you, if you're stupid, that's okay. But develop an understanding mind. Develop an open mind. When it comes to wisdom, you want to be open to it. You want to be ready to accept it, to learn from it, to understand it. Wisdom is crying out. It's not hidden. Verse 6, King James Version, "Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things." What would you call that in modern English? Listen, because I speak about important things, from my mouth comes only moral issues. You can trust me. Verse 7, King James Version, "For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips." This is real simple. When I speak, it's truth. "For ungodly things are detestable to my mouth." I can't stand it. You find somebody of wisdom, and I'm going to tell you, there's certain things that they will be turned off to. They find it detestable. God would call it an abomination. So don't get caught up in their evil speech, those people that's trying to tempt you to do things you shouldn't do. Verse 8, "All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There's nothing froward or perverse in them." Modern English, "All the words that I speak are in accordance with God's standard." That's what that means, y'all. "Nothing I say is crooked or warped." Verse 9, "They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge." Wisdom, what is it? "Every word is honest for those who can discern, and acceptable for those who discover knowledge." How do you discern? Ask God for discernment, for understanding, for wisdom. Remember, Solomon prayed for wisdom to lead God's people, and God was so impressed with that wish, because he could have wished the death of his enemies, could have wished for money, he could have wished for power, he could have wished, but he wished for wisdom, and he prayed to God to give him wisdom. Please do the same thing, because you understand it with wisdom. It's always honest, acceptable to those who discover knowledge. In other words, "They're all plain to him that understands," is what King James says in verse 9, "and right to them that find knowledge." Verse 10, "Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold." How precious is wisdom? Well, in modern English, it would be, "Accept my correction over silver." It's more important than silver. "And understanding instead of gold." It's more valuable than either one of those things. Verse 11, "For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it." Modern English, yes, spiritual understanding is better than expensive jewels. All material things you may desire cannot be compared to the Word of God. Is that incredible or what? What are we talking about here when we're talking about wisdom? The Word of God. Verse 12, King James, "I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions." In other words, I abide with cunning and speak out claims of witty inventions. Yeah, there's some important inventions out there, but some of them not so good. Verse 13, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate." Now God's telling you what it actually is detestable to him. What he hates. That's what he's telling you. In other words, to have reverence, which means love for the Lord, is to shun wickedness. Pride and arrogance, the unethical way, and perverse talk do I hate. God can't stand perversion. He can't stand arrogance. He can't stand pride. And he can't stand cheaters, unethical ways. There's a lot of things you could put in there. 14, it says here, "Counsel is mine." The book of Proverbs, King James Version, chapter 8, verse 14 says, "Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength." In other words, good advice and sound wisdom belong to me. I am good sense. I have power. What does wisdom? The Word of God. 15, "By me kings reign and princes decree justice." In other words, with wisdom, kings ponder and rulers get to the bottom of things. Verse 16, by me, princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth, the King James Version says. In modern English, it would say, with wisdom, leaders figure out important situations and officials, even all the judges of the world seek wisdom. Why? Because it makes you more powerful, strong, able to lead better. 17, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. We're talking about wisdom. The Lord loves those that love wisdom, and those that diligently seek wisdom will find him. I promise you, if you ask God for it, you start looking for wisdom. If you look in the Word of God, you're going to find it, and God will reveal it to you. Verse 18, King James, riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. In other words, wealth and glory reside in wisdom, yes, enduring riches and justice. Verse 19, my fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. In other words, my rewards are better than riches, yes, than fine gold, and my payment than purified silver. Here we go again. He's giving you examples of just how special wisdom is, and even more than that, how valuable it is to those that find it. So keep these things in mind. All right, let's go with verse 20. Says, I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. In other words, wisdom leads to the knowledge of righteousness in the paths of the law. What's the law? It's God's word. He gave us everything we need. Jesus says, behold, I have foretold you all things. In other words, I've told you in advance. Verse 21, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. In other words, if you get into wisdom and study it and seek it and find it, those that choose to love me, wisdom, will inherit what is due them, and I will give them a great name. Trust me, you're going to get what you deserve. God cannot be fooled. Verse 22, the Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. How long has wisdom been with us? He's telling you here, God, the creator, possessed me, is what it's saying, wisdom, at the very start of his creation, before the first earth age. Do you know that's what it means when it says works of old, before the first earth age? I've been teaching y'all about the first, second, and third earth age. We're in the second, the flesh age. 23, I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was made, or ever the earth was. Modern English, in other words, I, Christ, was with him from eternity. You see, that's what he's talking about. It's Christ. Christ is the Word. The Word walked with us. Remember that. I, Christ, was with him from eternity, from the beginning, or even the earth was formed. I was here before you even formed the earth. Of course, Christ was with him. 24, of course, Christ, what does Emmanuel mean? He said they called him Emmanuel. It means God with us. God visits. You know, God asked us to be born of water. He never asked us to do anything he don't do. He also was born of water. So we're going to stop right there with verse 23, and we're going to start back at verse 24 next time. With the understanding of how long wisdom has been with us. Thank you for listening to today's Health Update. It's always a pleasure to bring the Word of God. I hope you let it soak into your mind. I hope you use it in your everyday life and tell other people about it. So thank you for listening. Until next time, may God continue to bless all of us with abundant health.
As I said earlier, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update. If you like what you heard, please consider sharing it with others who need to know the truth. To hear this or any of Roy's shows, go to www.podbean.com, www.podbean.com. And remember, you can learn more by going to our website, www.nhcherbs.com. That's www.nhcherbs.com. Or you can call to get more information at 256-757-0660.